Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right now, we need to hook up with the commish. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson joins us. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. Things are great.
Hey, it's always good to hear from you. Understand you're celebrating a brand new interdiction station. Tell me about that and tell me what precisely these interdiction stations do.
Well, we're very proud of our interdiction stations and the work that we do. When semis or agricultural products come through, or trucks and trailers come through our state of Florida, they have to stop at those interdiction stations. And what are inspections for? In simple as we check for drugs, bugs, and thugs, right? And so we've got some major holes in that northern border where ag law does most of our work as a force multiplier for law enforcement. We're doing a groundbreaking today on 231, which is a major highway coming out, I believe, from Alabama that's been opened. So if you're some of the bad guys, they might go there. And then there's probably 8 or 10 other arterial roads that come in from the north that do not have interdiction stations. We are building pullover lanes there. We now have roving ag law in those areas. So just because it's going to take a year to get this finished doesn't mean that it's okay to come through there. We have roving ag deputies there now checking trucks and things that come in. And just to give you one example, in the last 2 years, we have found over 400 stolen semi-trailers at our interdiction stations. We have found many other things. We've arrested several people that were wanted for murder, other criminals. We've done a lot of things at those interdiction stations. We've returned a lot of loads of produce and things of that nature that were not suitable to come into the state of Florida. And so we do a lot at those interdiction stations, but we're now tightening the noose, if you will, on that northern border. And we're thankful to the legislature for giving us the resources to do so.
I got to tell you that, honestly, that has to be a huge job of trying to control, you know, what's coming into the state of Florida, you know, and when you're talking about all these different products, the possibility that they have, you know, foreign parasites or something. And also we had a smuggling bus recently with like Chinese nationals trying to bring things in like bio warfare type stuff. We've talked about it before, but recently there was a couple of more busts. You know, how much do you think you're going to have to try to defend against that when it comes to Florida highways?
All of the above, Bob, and it's very important to know that the federal government handles the ports. So they interdict things at the ports. we interdict them at the border, which is our northern border primarily. And then there are other state resources that handle offshore even. We've got the Coast Guard working with state law enforcement is handling those areas. So this is a very important aspect of protecting, not only protecting agriculture, but just protecting our citizenry in general from these criminals that are coming in, you know, into our state. And I really appreciate Colonel Adams's work here. When I became Commissioner of Agriculture almost 3 years ago now, he came in with me, and he has done an amazing job, not only of getting an additional law enforcement and additional equipment, training, and things that we need to make sure that we are really being the force multiplier that ag law was meant to be all along. So we're very proud of that. And just to give you another example of interior bust, we had a major bust. We talked about one several months ago at a Home Depot with breakers and fire detectors that were being sold to out-of-state contractors. We had several Lithuanians, crime ring, that was stealing power tools, stealing the lithium batteries out of them, and then returning that equipment back to Home Depot for a refund. And if they didn't pick up on the fact that the lithium battery had been stolen, then obviously there was about $1 million in theft there. We broke that ring up last week before last. And that's how ag law is working, again, just to be that force multiplier. When we take down these types of criminals, when we take down fuel theft, and we've done many of those in the last year and a half, we've got the right technology, we've got the right training, we've got the right men and women at ag law that's running those divisions. And they're really, ag law is doing an amazing job for the state of Florida. I love to brag about them because not many people realize that we have an ag law and what high level of detail they do to help keep us safe.
Wow, that is huge. Another major bust that you're a big part of. We appreciate that. Let me ask you about this. And we've talked about this before, of enemy ownership of land, like farmland and things like that. Now, wasn't there a recent appeals court ruling?
There was, Bob. And just to remind everybody, 3 years ago in my first farm bill, we put in there that our foreign enemies could no longer buy agriculture land in the state of Florida and around our sensitive installation. So it was a double. And I immediately got sued as the Commissioner of Agriculture to block that ruling. There were some Chinese nationalists that blocked it, and there was a partial blocking of that law. So, well, the two that brought the suit could own their land, but not anyone else going forward. Well, the appellate court decided just last week that law would be upheld. We were very confident that the appellate court would see it our way as the state of Florida. We are not going to let our foreign enemies buy land here in the state of Florida. We're very, very proud of that appellate court decision. There's only one more place for that to go, to the Supreme Court. And we're very confident that if we go to the Supreme Court, that we will prevail there. And again, I just wish the rest of the country, I wish Congress would go in and do its job and pass a ban on foreign enemies owning land in here in the state of Florida. And the land that they own today should be surplus back into farming American family farmers' hands. And it's a disgrace what our foreign enemies were able to do out, mostly through the Midwest, in and around a lot of our very sensitive military installations. And our federal government should take action to prohibit that.
It is sad in a way that the federal government would have to or should take action. To me, once you put this law out there, it would seem like governors from states all over would reach out to try to do a very similar bill in their states, but I guess that's not the case, is it?
Well, no, there are several states that have followed Florida's lead on this area, but you need a 50-state solution to this one. You need the federal government to act. President Trump has done an executive order, but, of course, that can expire as soon as he's no longer president. We need the Congress to come in and act against those foreign enemies, because the truth of the matter is, whether they're stealing our food production and our valuable farmland, that's number one. Number two, we spend over decades, trillions and trillions of dollars, maybe trillion annually now, on our military. And you can buy one piece of land out by some of those very sensitive military installations and see exactly what's going on for pennies on the dollar. And so not only is it a major espionage issue, But clearly, agriculture is a national security issue, and we have got to protect our ag land and our military installations from our for known foreign enemies. And it's a fact, and it's just something that we should it should be a layup for Congress to be able to get take care of that.
Yeah, one would think. I mean, I just remember here comes the pig flu, and then all of a sudden you've got, major pork producers selling out to Chinese entities. It's like interesting how those happen in a kind of a 1-2 step. The same thing could be happened with, with ag and regular farming agriculture.
100%, Bob, and these are not conspiracy. Chris, these are real things. I think of Smithfield Foods. You know, we're in a pandemic, and Chinese companies own very large portions of our manufacturing and our agricultural products, and we have not taken that serious enough at the federal government. I love our congressmen that love to come down and say how they're going to fix everything. The state of Florida has led on these issues. If they took the Florida blueprint and just mimic that as far as freedoms for this country. And they could do it. We have the majorities in both chambers, and we have a president of the United States prepared to do it. They just have to actually do their jobs.
Well, if tariffs fall under a national security type issue, certainly everything that you're talking about would as well. That's why we always appreciate the conversation. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bob.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.